No question. No question. I have two. First question. Who wants to really study this book?
Me.
Just one? Okay. Which one of you remembers the story of a harp man, the harp player? You should all remember. Very good. This is the seventh story, or the last story before the conclusion. After this, we have the man and a woman, right? Two part of the. So, if you want to study this book, go through this story. The story that I start to review today. I don't think we'll finish it today. So, finish it for yourself. How? Instead of starting point blank, reading a poetry, but actually you're reading a translation of the poetry, which is less than half of it. So it's not an easy task. And normally you need some quote-unquote guidance, right? To know a little bit about the mind of the author, to know a little bit about the way of using the language and metaphor and things like that, a little bit about the language and all that. We talked about a lot of this, right? If you had absorbed whatever I told you up to here, it wouldn't be very difficult. Because I tried, first time we read it, right? I went through it line by line, explaining some of the factors of that, right? I don't believe you accumulated it or collected it correctly, because it doesn't happen that way. But at least you have an idea about who Rumi is and how is he describing what he wants to describe, which is mainly transferring one special kind of emotion, passion. That's what it is, that's what poetry is made for, to somehow relay some sort of feeling, not precise idea. And we choose the poetry. And we know he was talking about it. And we know what the subject is. At least you remember that in eight stories, which is half of his first book, he is sort of giving us a picture of us. Somehow it's a self-analysis. In general, we just started with the first story, well, with the problem of human being relying upon your brain, and your brain understands the rule, and you, in a way, you ignore the exception, and the exception is the rule. That's the main mistake, right? In the second story, very loud and clear, he explained that the information you receive are really superficial from this existence, mainly because of dimension. This existence is too big to be understood, and you compare the stuff with this superficial information, right? Further story, he said, and the main power in you, which has been the most energetic part of the animal, now it's past its limit. This egocentrism and jealousy, which was good in animal life, Now in you, there are past the dimension you could even sit down here and wish bad for someone at the other side of the globe. And this is too much. And it is ruining you. Fourth story precisely talked about the way you look at things. They said, you have crossed eyes. With crossed eye, he meant that you are confused between duality and unity. Remember, he explained you're confused in two ways, not only one way. There are things that are one, you think these are two. There are things that are two, you think these are one. That's how the eye works. Why? Because of your intention. What is your main intention? The main intention of animal is avoiding the difficulty. That's something understandable, right? So your intention is avoiding something difficult, and there is something very difficult in the life of a human being. What is it? Do you remember? The main thing, the first thing you should be ready to be a human being. Responsibility. Look at you. You don't want to be responsible. Therefore, let's go back to that double vision of you. Whenever the subject is interesting to you, you talk about your personal power and free will, don't you? Whenever the situation is reversed, suddenly you have faith and there is the universal powers, hidden powers, with a very hidden agenda, maybe some sort of they come together and they plan together to ruin your life. When is that? That's the moment that you have ruined something. But you want to explain that I didn't do that because my father was child abused. And that vision was injected to me in childhood. Right? Free will and my personal power and choice and that kind of stuff will be thrown out. You swing between these two, always. Because naturally, you're made to. One of the most points about this kind of thinking, this school of thought is that you should understand that you are born an animal and you are qualified and you could remain an animal. Why so? Because we are rising upon the existence of the animals. But you could change that. That change is to change some of the animalistic principles in yourself, which is reducing your self, because that self is the problem. We talked about this, right? Then he had explained everything. Therefore he said, now for learning, you should change your attitude. Because this is another kind of learning. The normal learning. Who can explain what is normal learning to this 6-year-old boy? Learning is adding information to yourself. It's adding up, right? This is the other side of the coin. Everything is upside down. Therefore, it's not a matter of adding up. It's a matter of eliminating something in you. It means that you have to take one part and threw it out. Why? Why is so? That there is some part in me that I have to take it out?
Yes.
There was a part built in me for millennia to survive the animal life. Now that part is not needed anymore. Okay? There's more than that. And I have been given the choice. How could I have the choice? For choice to have, you have to have two different possibilities. So I have to have both parts in me. These both parts are two sides of one coin. Remember this coin? I tried even to give you the feeling of this coin in the hand. The story I made up from my childhood. The coin. Here we are flipping the coin to see both sides of it. So the coin should have both sides. This is the coin of existence. It's not only me. The existence, whatever exists, has a companion. Will give birth to the companion. That companion is opposite. They oppose each other, but they work together. Eliminate one, the other one doesn't exist anymore. That's how it is, right? Okay, so both parts are in me, and I have the choice to choose one of these. How do I choose one? To eliminate the other one. Because they are both active, they're the machine which are working constantly, because this is a working machine, and no part could be turned off. One part I want to eliminate. That part is the most important part. That's why this is critical. The most important part is the ego, the self. He said, you have to learn to polish yourself, not to add up. Layers and layers of adding up, it's happening at the other side of your coin. That's what's happening to your information, knowledge. You accumulate knowledge. Knowledge is to accumulate. Here, it's no knowledge here. It's an attitude. This attitude starts